Right, and I think I see us too. All right, welcome, welcome, Katie Kavanaugh and Ralph Havens here for you today. And we have got a really fun topic. We are going to be talking about illuminating the root of the problem. And this is a perfect topic for today because we have a super blue moon that's happening. And the super moon is when the moon is the closest to the earth. A blue moon is the second full moon in the same month. So this actually isn't going to happen for another decade or so, this blue super moon. And so we thought today it would be fun to talk about illuminating the root of the problems. So the full moon is a time to look at what is going on in your life currently that might need a little bit extra attention. So when we think about this in the terms of healing, we can use this light, this illumination from the moon, to look deeper within ourselves and to ask, well, what is really going on? Can we separate fact from fiction? Can we actually get to the root of why we are feeling a certain way? And the answer is yes. And so Ralph, I'd love, first of all, welcome, welcome. I know we didn't have our podcast last week because I was away. So it's so good to see you again.
Good to see you, yes.
But I would love to know your thoughts on how can we find the root of a problem and why is it so important to find the actual root and not just cover up symptoms?
Well, you know, I come from physical therapy and integrated manual therapy. And one of the keys is to find what's the actual cause of something. And the deal is, it's like you can keep trying, you keep doing the same things, especially if they give you some relief. And I understand that. Like the typical example could be seeing a chiropractor and a certain segment, certain bony segment in the spine goes out. And every month you got to go back and have it put back, and every month get go put back. And my idea around this, the premise here is that there's a reason it keeps going out. Like, why does it keep going out? And if we can find what that is, you know, it might be something else that's causing that to go out. And it could be physical, it could be also non-physical stuff, but once you can find the cause of it, then it doesn't have to keep going out. And you know, you can still go to the chiropractor if you want, and it'd be the next part to go find. But if somebody keeps having to get the same thing done, yet they don't get the full result, it's like there's something missing that's not part of the root of the problem. And it's not the chiropractor's fault. It's just that that doesn't have the right solution, they don't have the right cause. And I like to think of it like if you're looking for the keys of your car and it's dark outside, and you're looking inside your house, and it's like, yeah, but they're not inside the house. You remember you lost them outside. And it's like, yeah, but why aren't you looking outside? Well, it's dark. My light's here in the house, so I'm gonna look for them in here. It's like, but it's not here. It's like, you gotta go outside. It's like, oh, well, let's go look under this lamp. It's like, you know, outside lamp. It's like, well, why are you looking there? It's, you weren't over here. Well, this is where the light is. Like, no. We gotta go find where the actual cause is and then shine the light on that. And at least that's my idea of it, because it's, instead of trying to always do the same thing to get somewhat results, I like the idea of finding the root cause and then clearing it. So that's the idea behind all this.
Yeah, I think it's so important to know, like, when you're in the general vicinity of finding that root cause, but really being able to shine the light on it is something that I think a lot of us miss when it comes to our healing. And so the wonderful thing about what we do is we can guide people to find that root cause of a problem. And a lot of times it's not what we think. And we can also get to the root cause of whatever it is that we're suffering from, again, be it physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain, just energetic pain. by simply placing our attention on where it lives in our physical body. And I think we're so disconnected from how we feel on a day-to-day basis that we completely overlook the fact that our bodies are telling us exactly where this problem lives. And with a little bit of attention, with some, you know, intuitive guidance, with some outside guidance, we can bring ourselves to admit that we are usually the cause of our own pain and suffering. And it's these belief structures that we have, or these perceptions and perspectives of life and reality that we carry, that don't align with who we truly are. And that's why we have these problems and these obstacles and these challenges that we face in life. And, you know, also when we make a commitment to be someone different and to change our lives around, the universe will always throw us curveballs to make sure that we're really saying yes to the commitment that we made. And we look at a lot of these problems and these challenges as, you know, something outside of us. And we place a lot of blame on the things outside of us, when it's truly just something within us that just needs to shift ever so slightly to lead us to that solution. So Ralph, I see you shaking your head in agreement. What would you like to add to that?
Well, it's kind of cool because I feel we should do a thing to help people have an experience of it, because it's like we could talk about it, kind of like, it's kind of like having a gun, and we could talk all about the gun and how it's made and everything, but if you've never seen a gun, you wouldn't really quite get it. But if we just shoot the gun, it's like, oh my god, that's a gun. So I'd like to do something that we use in our group, our Atomic Success Seekers group, and our one-on-one clients, to quickly have a shift, so that something can change for somebody simply from watching this video, whether you're watching live or later, and see what's different, and then let us know. You know, find us, Katie Cavanaugh, me, Ralph Havens, and just let us know, or comment below, like, you know, something changed, if something changed, and then over the day, see what else is different, because this idea, like, if you can find the root cause and help that heal, all sorts of stuff changes. I had one person that I did this process with, and it was in one of our groups, and we helped with her business stuff. She was working on some business stuff. It came in a different, unexpected way with the business, a different business that her and her husband were working with, not the one that she was supposedly working on with me. But what happened was her chronic migraines went away too. And I didn't even know she had chronic migraines. So it's kind of interesting how it works. So I'd like to do that with people and have them have an experience, and then have you talk about this amazing time in right now with our blue moon. We're literally in a blue moon, and this idea of change. And does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it. So what you guys might want to do is just think about something that you've been trying to work on for a long time, whether it's, you know, the different categories, you know, always things around, or can very much be like love, which is either, you know, you and your relationships with people, your kids, your significant other, yourself, the love thing. There's something going on there that just hasn't solved out for the years completely. You know, you have to keep working on it. Or your finances, your business, your work, whatever's going on with that, whether you're an executive or whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're working some kind of job, or whether you don't have a job, or there's some sort of issues that always show up around money. You could think about that. Or the other one would be your health, which is, you know, my area of deep interest, and is if there's something, if doctors don't have answers yet, you know, if you've got a chronic illness or a condition or anxiety, even if something's not right and you just keep looking for trying to get out of this thing, get your health back so you can get your life back, you can just think about like what you would like. If something really were to shift for you in this next moment, what might that be? So just take a moment if you like. And just think about that issue. And then let it go with your mind. And just for a moment, bring your attention in your body, say from your head down into your pelvis, somewhere in this middle section. And then just notice one spot, whatever spot draws your attention. It might feel uncomfortable, or it might feel interesting, or tight, or pressure, or something, some place that you just notice. And I'm going to have you do one thing very specifically. Imagine touching just a little butterfly. Like if you were to touch a butterfly, imagine how lightly you would have to pet that butterfly. It'd be very, very light, right? It'd be light, light, light. And so with that level of lightness, just slide your hand down your breastbone until you come to a little divot. There's a little like indentation. Don't work too hard. Just slide it down until you feel a divot. And then take your hand off of that little divot a little bit. And then with that level of butterfly touch, just barely touch the skin. That's right. And then with the other hand, a finger, touch the spot that was interesting to you, the spot that you noticed before. And just for that light butterfly touch, just barely touch the skin. And then just let go. And then just notice what you notice. And, you know, you might want to walk around and see how you feel. See if your feet feel different on the ground. See if your arms move differently, if you're looser, if you're taller, if you seem taller. Notice if the light in the room looks differently. Just kind of notice what you notice without trying to just say, oh, it could have been that or it couldn't have been that. Just notice. And then as the day goes by, just notice what's different. And let us know in the comments, if you're doing this live, just let us know if something's different, even if it seems mild or like inconsequential or the thought process your mind, it couldn't have been from just that little touch, could it? But it's kind of like this, it could be that, you know, it could be. So I'd like to open back up to Katie and just talk about this idea, like this opportunity we have right now. With what's going on in the world, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of you know, school year starting, lots of things. And then we've got this idea of the blue moon and bigger picture of stuff. So as people kind of notice that and experience whatever they're experiencing, what would you say about this time with issues and problems and drama? And some people just have so much problems and, you know, people causing so much problems.
Yeah, well, we're shifting on to a new timeline. And with the super blue moon, this is a time for very, very deep cleansing and detoxing. And with the new moon in Leo a couple of weeks ago, that represented a time of a fresh start. And now we have a second chance. And this blue moon, this super blue moon, is a very rare event. It's not going to happen again for at least another decade. So when we think about the things that are like a once in a lifetime opportunity, the kind of now or never, this is the energy that supports that type of movement forward. So if there's something that you've been wanting to do or wanting to change, right now is that time to start planting those seeds, taking those baby steps, getting some clarity for yourself on what it is that you exactly want. We're coming into a season of transition. Fall is all about transition. So in these last couple of days now of August and the first couple of weeks of September, this time is really about figuring out what it is that you want to bring with you into the next season where we go and technically hibernate. And this is, you know, during the end of the fall winter season is when we plant what we want to grow for the spring, for that rebirth of the earth. So what's been happening is all of our old toxic patterns are being shown to us, not to mention that we also have like seven planets in retrograde right now, which is like causing just absolute chaos energetically. And we're getting triggered with a lot of anger, with a lot of resentment, with bitterness, with a lot of these deeper parts of us that we have kept kind of under wraps for whatever reason. We don't want to feel it. We don't want to deal with it. We think maybe if we ignore it, it'll go away.
Let me ask you this, because it's like Angel in the group is asking something or talking about something, and it seems to be like you're talking right with this idea, like to declutter and also all the world issues and all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But with all the stuff going on in the world, in the personal lives, with having goals and stuff, and with this opportunity, this new moon coming in, people really want to shift in a big way. How can we use this time, the you know, cosmically, the blue moon? It's like a time, decluttering and being very focused on here's how we solve this thing and to get a result for people. What would you say?
Yeah.
To help people with that?
That's a really, really great question. Really honestly, surrender and go with the flow of what is coming up. Because when we resist it, then we're putting just pain and suffering into our reality. But when we allow whatever comes up, like even this morning, I was just getting just so triggered and so ticked off by every possible little thing. And then I took into account the fact that, oh, guess what? I'm in an annoyable state right now. I'm going to own that. And I'm easily annoyable because I'm in an annoyable state. And when you are willing to recognize exactly where you are, then all of a sudden things change. And I can't explain it, but after I admitted to myself, I am in an annoyable state, then I felt this sense of peace. And yeah, there was another tiny little thing that annoyed me, but ever since I admitted it, it's like smooth sailing. So by surrendering and just acknowledging like, yeah, this is how I feel right now, and giving yourself permission to fully feel that, and also notice where it lives in your body. Like your body is telling you, like, I need attention here. So when we are, again, willing to just be with that feeling, that's how we're going to get through whatever is coming up for us. So with all of these things that are happening in the world, with all of our own personal shit coming to the surface, with all of the drama that other people are bringing into our lives, it's like, yeah, okay, we don't have to take it all in. We can
admit, let's go there, like, right, yeah, now. Let's go, because it's like here's some stuff coming in the chat about like, sadly, we humans aren't too good trusting and surrendering.
Yeah. But
and
that's what we're here to learn. Right. And
it's like,
and
how do you stay focused on like keeping the important and then watching what comes into your world and then watching what you do out in the world? How do you stay focused to like to help you get this get through this and have this be get the results you want? How do you there's a lot of people that aren't gonna be playing nicely through this. And then
I think the most important thing, and I was listening to Abraham before this too, so I'm sure that's coming through as well, but knowing that you can't control what's happening on the outside, you can only control what's happening on the inside. And when you do the work in here to make things better, and you're not focused on the stuff that's already manifest, because what we see in our reality that's already manifest, that's old news, as Abraham says. So when we're focused on the old stuff, what are we creating? More of that. Whereas when we focus on how we're feeling and what can we do to get to that next better feeling, you know, we can't jump from 0 to 100, but we can go from 0 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. And when we are searching for that good feeling, then we can't attract those other vibrations that don't align unless we consciously lower ourselves to it by giving it our attention, by turning on the news or engaging in some sort of social media battle, whatever. Where you place your focus is what grows. So when you're focused on the bullshit that's happening out there, that's what you're gonna get more of. when you're focused on the peace and calm that you're cultivating within yourself, that's what you will experience more of. And I can't stress that enough.
That seems the easy thing. Like it,
sometimes not... easier said than done, but it's the truth.
Yeah, that's it. So wow, that's it. And it sounds simple. Wow, I've got our link in here for those interested in doing this very specific way of finding the root cause of what's going on with all this, and then lining up what the inputs and the outputs, like what we're doing and what we're allowing in, to stay focused on what's important, what's really important to us. And I got the link in there if people are interested in doing that, because that is what we do to help people heal. There's a lot more to do. Like, you got to actually do something too, is my experience. You know, if people want a relationship, for example, you got to actually go out there and talk to people, you know, and go on dates if that's the thing.
And you got to create the space.
Yeah.
You know, to release any fears about doing those things.
Yeah. And
this is why the inner work is so important.
Yeah. And if you're like an executive, want a better job, you got to like do certain things. Again, there's things to do to get the better job, or to improve your business. There's stuff to do. So it's not about just avoiding doing the external world stuff and just being in your room, like kind of just hanging out, doing the inner work, and then waiting for stuff to show up. It's like stuff does show up, but it seems like you got to actually go do something too. But as far as like going and clearing this stuff, we have that very specific process. We did it at the beginning of this session. What would you say about the idea? Like, it's simple, but it's not easy.
Well, it's not easy because we don't want to feel the stuff that we've been avoiding feeling.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, you know, it's not easy because a lot of us don't want to admit some harsh truths about ourselves. We don't want to take ownership for some of the things that we have created for ourselves, or some of the actions that we've taken. You know, we don't want to go back potentially into certain situations. And I think that there's a huge level of bravery and courage that comes with just even dipping your toe in the water of what this healing work is and what it can do for you. Because I also think that a lot of people are afraid, because who would you be without your drama? You know,
that's what I've noticed.
Your drama
too.
With you your whole life, who would you be?
You know, that's what I've noticed. It's like, this idea of like, I guess you could call it happiness anxiety, or success anxiety, or peace anxiety. When somebody's figured out, this is the next level of it, from what I've seen, is like people have figured out how to say, for example, make a certain amount of money in their work. And then it gets, it's kind of like calm, but that calmness makes some people anxious. And so they quit doing the stuff that got them the results, or they try to look for the next thing, and they kind of blow it up and make drama. And so this idea, like, once you get a level of happiness, are you going to be happy? Are you going to kind of do things to like sabotage it? It's like, then there's more work to do on the inside.
Exactly. But, you know, I think that when we are just willing to take that first step.
Oh, golly, this is a good one. She said, it's simple, but it's not easy, because if we suddenly, suddenly admit that fixing our own problems might be easy, we would have to admit that we've been torturing ourselves. That's a pretty interesting way to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's true. We are really, truly torturing ourselves when we are not doing the things that we know we need to do. And, you know, that again, it'd be health stuff, like, you know, making sure we eat well, or we're, you know, not drinking too much or whatever. It could be with having hard conversations. It could be, you know, actually taking the action, you know, and again, it's all of these things that we perpetuate our own levels of suffering. And that's just the truth of the matter. And yeah, it sucks to admit that, but you know, when we can admit that, it's very, very empowering and inspiring, and we can self-motivate because we can say to ourselves, I am no longer willing or available to keep these cycles going. And
with that cycle, a lot of us know, you know, oh, it is from the past, you know, it's like, oh my goodness.
We can see our patterns. A lot of them are becoming crystal clear for us to see.
But seeing it doesn't mean you fix it. It just means, you know, you've got this problem. Then it's like, that's why talk therapy just takes forever to like get down the road. But yeah, so the thing we did at the beginning of the session is very powerful because it's a way to use any of this stuff, wherever you're kind of stuck at, to find the root cause and then to clear it. And I know we've kind of gone a little over. It's been cool seeing Starseed and Angel going with us, giving us some good stuff in there. You have to look at the comments afterwards.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, but if you want more help, we do this level of healing in a very powerful way that doesn't let us get distracted and just lets us clear this inner stuff and then go do stuff in the world. So talk to us about that and reach out if you need any help. Let us know what you would like to solve. Like, is there a certain, and you can private message us if you want to, don't want to put it in the comments. Like, if what's the problem that if you could solve it, you know, if it's been a long-standing thing, a pattern, like if I could just figure this part out, that would make all the difference. Let us know. And we, the technique we used at the beginning is powerful for that, but let us know and we can get you pointed in what we see that is the root causes and how to help it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Whew. This felt big today.
This felt big. This was fun. This was a really good one.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for joining us, and we will be back next time for you. So Katie Cavanaugh and Ralph Havens signing off for today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Awesome. Well, we had some good interactions.
Yeah, this was amazing.
Three people that clicked like or heart from what I saw so far. And probably your friends. And
yeah, I see a lot of comments, but like I can't access them.
So oh, that's okay. That maybe afterwards you'll be able to access. It was Angel and Starseed going back and forth with a lot of cool stuff. So yeah, let's see what happens. Good work. Yeah. I'll share it everywhere.
Yay! This is awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Have a great day.
Yes, have a good one. Bye. Okay.